With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The battle continues as Israel pummels parts of Gaza with rockets overnight, also warning more than a million people in northern Gaza that they need to evacuate to the south. The BBC's Nada Tofik reports on Russia's proposal for a ceasefire.
Before the meeting began, Russia circulated a draft resolution to Security Council members. The document called for a humanitarian ceasefire, the secure release of all hostages, the distribution of aid, and the safe evacuation of civilians in need. The resolution also strongly condemned violence against civilians and acts of terrorism. The Russian ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said Moscow was convinced that the Security Council must act to put an end to the bloodshed and to restart peace negotiations with a view to establishing a Palestinian state.
Former Republican Senator Jim Talent says President Biden has sent a clear message to other terrorist groups in the region not to attack Israel as it goes to war against Hamas.
He's warning them off that. That's a good thing to do. If his administration had been stronger in dealing with Iran, it's possible that Iran wouldn't have greenlit this thing in the first place.
House Republicans nominate Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio for Speaker.
Jordan won the Republican nod for Speaker in the conference's second such vote this week, beating his challenger, Congressman Austin Scott from Georgia. Earlier this week, Jordan lost to Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who exited the race late Thursday when it became apparent he would not garner the 217 votes needed to be elected Speaker on the House floor. It's unclear whether Jordan will be able to surmount the internal divisions that led Scalise to abandon his bid.
And that is correspondent Edwin Mora. This is SRN News. Black faith leaders are fighting against abortion in Ohio.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern has released a new report on persecution of Christian believers in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in that country make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Acts as innocuous as talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service fall afoul of the laws. Persecution has intensified since Hindu nationalists came to power. This is SRN News. The Actors Guild president is disappointed Hollywood studios abruptly broke off talks this week.
Fran Drescher says she doesn't understand why negotiations collapsed, but that these bargaining tactics will not weaken the Actors Guild's resolve. The studios announced Wednesday that they had suspended contract negotiations, saying the gap between the two sides was too great to make continuing worth it. Despite an offer they said was as good as the one that recently ended the writers' strike. John Scott reporting.
An Idaho bathroom law will go into effect while a court challenge plays out. The chief U.S. district judge denied a request to keep the law restricting which bathrooms transgender students can use in schools from being enforced until the lawsuit is resolved. The judge said the plaintiff in that case failed to meet a burden showing their constitutional challenge would succeed. The law prohibits transgender students from using restrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender identity. More details at srnnews.com.